Part 2. What makes a millionaire? 6 wealth-building lessons for millionaires in the making. Chapter 4. Lesson 1. The Two Doors. The choice to become wealthy. Most of us have two lives: the life we live and the unlived life within us. Stephen Pressfield, author, The War of Art. Imagine for a moment that you're a contestant on a game show. Having fought your way to the final round of competition, you now stand at the gateway to the final big prize. The studio audience, the boisterous crowd that has cheered you on all the way, has fallen silent. It's just you, the host, and the final challenge. The host takes the microphone. "Welcome to the final round," he announces. "It's been a long battle, but you've made it all the way. Complete this last challenge, and you win the final big prize. All your debts erased, and $1 million tax-free." "Wow," you think, "this is what I've dreamed of." "Win this round," the host says with a final dramatic flair, "and you'll be a millionaire." The crowd cheers wildly. Then the lights dim, and on stage, a curtain rises. There, illuminated in the beam of spotlights, are two doors. A ripple of excitement moves through the audience. "Behind one of these doors," the host says, "is the final big prize." "Great," you think. 50-50 odds. "I can do this." You open your mouth to speak, but the host interrupts. "Wait," he says. "There's more." You wonder, how much more can there be? A drum roll begins. "The winning door is," the host says with a flourish, "the one on the left." Lights flash. Triumphant music blares. The audience goes wild. You say quietly as the room finally settles. "Did you just tell me which door to choose?" "Yes," the host cries. "I did." "So I just have to choose?" "Exactly," he says. "If you want to be a millionaire, you just have to choose." It's about this point that you expect your alarm clock to go off and wake you from what is clearly a dream. But as crazy as it may seem, that's the real choice facing you and everyone else. And it's also the same choice that every self-made millionaire has made. They, and you, were given a choice not dissimilar to that of our fictional game show. A choice that essentially boils down to this. Do you want to be wealthy? Or not? Because what's important at the start of your journey isn't what's behind the door. It's consciously making a choice. Your other life, the road not yet taken. Most people live their lives on the wrong side of a significant gap that separates who they are from who they can become. That gap is frequently painful. Deep inside, we know that we can accomplish more, that we can do more, be more, and have more. And what causes us pain isn't that we aren't wealthy, for example, but that we know we could be. It's that unrealized potential that keeps us dissatisfied. That dissatisfaction leads us to spend too much time thinking about the actions we should be taking to create the results that we want, and not enough time taking those actions. More often than not, we know what we need to do. We just don't consistently do what we know. In those cases, it's easy to think you're missing some secret. When you see others excel, it can seem like they've got it all figured out, that they must know something that you don't. Surely they must have some secret hack, tool, or some unlimited source of willpower that they draw on that you'll never have. It's not true. In my experience with millionaires, the first difference between them and everyone else is that they've actively chosen to be wealthy. That's the first step in bridging the gap between your current financial reality and the one you imagine to choose. The secret, if there is one, is that choosing doesn't mean what you think it does. Choosing versus wanting. Recently, some friends came to me for advice. They'd been wanting to invest in real estate as a path to wealth and thought I might have some insight. This is a path I know very well. I built my wealth primarily through real estate, eventually creating a business that did billions of dollars in sales each year. Bit by bit, they'd saved $70,000 to get things started. And now they were about to kick off their quest for wealth by spending $35,000 on a seminar that was going to, as they described it, teach them how to buy and flip properties. Now, they were standing in my kitchen asking what I thought of the program. I knew the question they were really asking was something very different. My friends had one thing in common with almost everyone on the planet. They wanted to be wealthy. They wanted to be millionaires. The question they were asking was, how can I get wealthy without trying too hard? I think you can guess the answer. My friends are lovely people and they truly wanted to be wealthy. Unfortunately, they lack the common element that defines almost every millionaire: choosing to be wealthy. They're not alone. A lot of people who think they want to be millionaires really don't. I am going to be wealthy is a lot different from I want to be wealthy. Want is about the result. It's dreaming and buying lottery tickets. It's getting ready over and over again with no aiming and certainly no firing. Choosing is about deciding, planning, and taking action. There are moments on the road to wealth when each one of those things will be difficult. There are tough decisions to make, difficult plans to create, and many, many challenging actions to take. But in each of those moments, you make a choice. Each morning you can wake up and do the same thing you've always done, or you can make a choice to be wealthy. Each decision you make can be in the context of your choice to be wealthy, or it can be in the context of wanting to be. Want is wishing, and nothing more. Choosing is the first step in taking action. Wanting is why people blow their money on get-rich-quick schemes. My friends had saved $70,000 and now wanted to give someone half of it to teach them how to buy and flip properties. Instead, they could have woken up a little earlier every day to read 3 good books on real estate, often for free or low cost. In the context of wanting wealth, paying too much for free information is nothing more than trying to find the easy way to get rich. In the context of choosing wealth, giving half your capital to someone for what you can get for free or extremely low cost is known as losing 50% of your money. Wanting is why people with little experience decide to day trade stocks. It's the easy way, they think. Wanting is slot machines and lottery tickets. My friends didn't want to build wealth through real estate. At least not yet. They wanted someone to give them an easy way to become rich. They wanted someone to hand them the real estate secret. Unfortunately, that was something I didn't have. It's not something anyone has. What I could tell them, and what I'll tell you, is that wealth begins early in the day. Wealth starts in the morning when you wake up. And you choose day after day to deliberately focus some portion of your time, energy, and resources to becoming wealthy. It's not a secret or a life hack. It's not a special technology. Those are signs of wanting to be wealthy, not choosing it. Choosing is something else entirely. But what is choosing exactly? After all, if, like our fictional game show, you're going to choose the millionaire door, you better know exactly what that means. Choice 1. To accumulate wealth. There are a couple of important distinctions about the word millionaire that we need to clarify. Contrary to what many people believe, earning a lot of money doesn't make you wealthy. It can certainly help, but even a salary of over $1 million a year doesn't make you a millionaire. The tabloids are full of stories about athletes and stars who earned millions throughout their careers but ended up dead broke. If you earn 6 figures a year but owe 10 times that on your home and credit cards and have no other assets, you are not a millionaire. The only way to be a millionaire is to own over $1 million in assets. Being a millionaire isn't about a huge income. It's about what you do with the income. A high income can certainly help. It can be a tool. But there are a lot of people with high incomes who aren't millionaires. Just check the ranks of the NFL or the pages of any star tabloid. If you want to get specific, the number you're looking for is 1 million NIPR, not including primary residence. Since you'll always need somewhere to live, it's a smarter target to build a net worth that doesn't include your home. What millionaire means for this book. People become millionaires every day. In fact, many middle-class people can get there by just saving and investing. If you want to become a millionaire passively, you can max out your 401k, live frugally, save and invest every dollar you can, and you'll eventually get there. But this isn't a passive investment book. The Miracle Morning is about taking control. You don't have to get up early to max out your 401k. All you have to do is place a single phone call to your HR department or financial advisor. This is an active book, not a passive one. This is a book about taking daily action. And that means, for our purposes, when we talk about choosing to be a millionaire, we're talking about starting or growing a business, investing in real estate or other forms of wealth leverage, keeping your job and starting a side hustle that you can grow into a larger business. If you want to build wealth slowly, using traditional investment vehicles, that's excellent. Use your mornings for that. But for the purposes of this book, we're talking about going further. The first choice in becoming a millionaire is to choose to accumulate wealth. Choice 2, to be strategic. In Chapter 2, we looked at a 5-step process to help you wake up early. Thousands and thousands of people have used it to help defeat morning rationalization. The reason the process works is that it's a series of actions designed specifically for a purpose, to help you wake up sooner by increasing your motivation level. It's a contrast to setting the alarm and hoping for the best. One is a wish, the other is a choice. When you make a choice to be wealthy, you'll notice something happen. It may be slow and subtle at first, but over time, you'll begin to notice that your decisions and actions are being made in the context of wealth accumulation. Once you make the first decision to accumulate, you start to see your actions through that lens. And that means you start to become much more strategic about your life and your money. Consider this analogy. Pretend for a moment your goal isn't to be a millionaire, but to have a lean and healthy body. If you were committed to that goal, if you were choosing it, not just wishing for it, then the way you make decisions would have to change. When you went grocery shopping, your shopping list would have been made through the lens of choosing healthier foods. Given a choice between walking somewhere or driving, you'd plan to walk. Tomorrow morning, instead of sleeping in, you'd think, no, the healthy choice would be to wake up and exercise. If you were committed to your vision of a healthier you, you'd begin to see all the choices in your life differently. Likewise, when you decide to be a millionaire, you start to see things through that lens. When you consider buying a home, you might choose one that has a rental apartment, so you can cut your costs and have more money to invest. Given a choice between leasing a car you can barely afford or driving an older model, you'd decide based on what it means for your plan to become wealthy, not on what your neighbor drives. In the mornings, instead of sleeping in, you'd think, no, the wealthy choice would be to wake up and work on my plan to become a millionaire. Just like choosing to be healthy requires you to see your life differently, when you choose to be a millionaire, you also need to be strategic. You need to see your life through a new lens, where the accumulation of wealth is now a priority. Choice 3. To leverage. Many people have a simplified version of wealth that looks like this. If I just scrimp and save enough and work hard enough for long enough, I might eventually amass $1 million. For those people, becoming a millionaire means looking at the balance of their savings account and seeing 7 digits. That's it. In reality, it's extremely difficult to become wealthy simply by setting aside money in your savings account. It's possible with a high enough income, but that usually brings high living expenses along with it. In reality, you have to put your resources to work. You have to invest your money, your time, and your energy in ways that multiply your efforts. Money in your savings account doesn't multiply, at least not very quickly. It just adds up. Working harder at your job doesn't multiply your income. It just adds to it. Working longer hours at your job doesn't multiply your time. It just adds up to more time spent away from home, family, and friends. The wealthy decide to multiply. They decide to leverage what they have by investing, by hiring others, and by allocating their time in a way that makes the most of it. There's a whole chapter dedicated to this idea ahead. For now, know that waking up tomorrow and following your miracle morning routine is one of the best possible ways to leverage your time. By reading this book, you have already started. Choice 4. To change. It's so commonly said that it's almost a cliche. What got you here won't get you where you want to go. In this case, the cliche is true and worth digging into. Your life right now, everything from your work and your health, your relationships, and your finances, is the result of choices you've made in the past. The job you have right now is a choice that you made at some point. And, whether you realize it or not, a choice you've made every day since. You can tell yourself that you have to do the work you do, but the truth is, you don't. It's a choice. Are you carrying around 10 or 20 pounds of lifestyle-related fat? That's the result of thousands of choices that you made over recent days, weeks, months, and years. How about your significant other or your close friendships? They're all choices. Your furniture, the food in your fridge, the car you drive, they're all choices. They are all, without exception, the results of your past behavior. The same thing applies to wealth. If you've never saved a dime, that's a choice. If you save 10% instead of 15%, that's a choice. The way you choose to invest, or not invest, year after year, all choices. Look around you, and you realize that everything in your present is a result of how you thought, decided, and acted in the past. There's nothing esoteric or woo-woo about it. It's cause and effect. You believed, thought, and acted in ways in the past that created almost everything in your immediate future. Which leads us here. If you are not wealthy in the present, it's mainly the result of thinking and action in the past. If you would like to be wealthy in the future, you'll need to change the way you think and act. Now and moving forward. As the saying goes, continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results is the definition of insanity. I want to be clear that this isn't just lip service. If you had acted differently, day after day for the past year, how would your life be different? Would you have the same body? Would you have the same work? Would you have the same money? If you want to be a millionaire, the most important choice you'll ever make, and the one at the heart of the rest of this book, is the decision to change. Change, of course, ain't easy. Ask anyone who's made a New Year's resolution about their success rate. In fact, I suspect you can probably look at your own success rate. I've made all kinds of grand plans for changes that didn't work out. But the ones where I made a choice were the ones that I succeeded at. The four choices mentioned above don't happen once. They're choices you'll have to make daily. That's the price of wealth. You can't spend all your money or earn very little and expect to accumulate wealth. You can't expect to become wealthy by accumulating savings in a bank account. You can't expect to become wealthy by making decisions that don't take wealth building into account. You can't expect to become wealthy without changing. Those won't always be easy choices, but you can absolutely make them. And you have the same ability to make those choices as anyone. Why a millionaire? What powers ongoing choice? People say, money is the root of all evil. People get it wrong. I'm not being philosophical. I mean, they actually get the quote wrong. The quote they're trying to refer to is from the Bible. 1 Timothy 6:10, to be exact. And it says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. If you just love the money, if you just want the money, if you just want to be wealthy for the sake of wealth, it's not going to work out for you. Sure, you can make a lot of money. And sure, you can enjoy it. But unless you bring something to the table besides a love of money, you're going to burn some critical bridges along the way. Bridges like your health and your relationships. And those are bridges you'll desperately wish you had in the end. Which is all to say, there's no faster way to screw up than to chase money without purpose. I've never chased the money. I like having the money, but I've done more for the challenge. More because it was there, like Everest. Like a mountain, the money is a nice byproduct of a life of challenge, growth, and doing something that keeps you jumping out of bed in the morning. Money is a tool, not an end. It's a means. Can you be happy with more money? Certainly. Happiness involves choosing to live a full and interesting life. And part of that is economic. Provided you do it with purpose, I believe a life of economic abundance is fuller than a life without it. But only if that economic abundance comes for the right reason. The problem with why, of course, is that it's easy to lose track of. It's easy to forget the motivation that first drove us to lose a few pounds, or start a business, or ask that special someone out to dinner. And that's why you not only need a driving purpose, but you also need a framework to support it. In the same way that AA has meetings and Weight Watchers has weigh-ins, you need a structure to support your ongoing choice to be wealthy. That structure is your miracle morning. Mornings are your touchstone with why. They are a daily opportunity to create space. Space for dreams, goals, and optimism. Space to remember why you chose wealth and what it means to you. That's why mornings matter to millionaires. Because without them, They lose touch with why they ever wanted to become wealthy in the first place. Which door do you choose? So here you are. The stage is set. You stand facing two doors. You know what's behind each of them. The audience awaits your decision. All you have to do is choose. What door will you pick? Morning Millionaires. Steve Jobs reportedly looked in the mirror each morning and asked himself, if today was the last day of my life, would I be happy with what I'm about to do today? If the answer was no, too many days in a row, he knew something needed to change.